Welcome to Spiritsherpa Minis, where we go deep on very small subjects. If you're looking for a full episode, those come out on Sundays. This is Minis.
Hey there, Kelly Sparta again. So I want to talk to you today about embracing the giveaway, which is releasing ties to your identity. So why would you want to do this? Okay. So first thing is, I want to tell you, twice in my life, I have given away almost everything I owned. And so is it difficult? Yes, it is difficult. It is unmooring, you know, like releases you from your foundations. But it also frees you up to become someone new. Because in a lot of ways, our things tie us to our past. And especially if you're a Taurus or another, type of sign that really likes to ground into home, right? These things become self-definitions. They hold your memories, right? I'm a Scorpio, so I don't have that problem. But my husband's a Taurus, so I know. So what I'm going to say is that the giveaway is a powerful tool. It allows you to clear your clutter, which opens up the energy of your space. So if you're living in a cluttered environment right now, the energy of your life is not moving. And you'll see that, you know, there's very little in my home. You know, I've got my drums over here. I'll come over here. I've got my altar for my business is in behind me. I've got my candles on either side, and then my camera's not going to focus. Yay. It'll figure it out eventually. And then, there's not much in here, right? That's because clutter holds energy and it keeps the energy from moving. So the gift of a giveaway for the person giving the stuff away is that you get to get the energy moving again, right? Secondly, the other benefit of the giveaway is that it unties you from your current space. In many cases, the items hold us in place, right? And so Kathy actually gave me a fantastic tool because I had my mother's piano, which was my grandmother's piano, my great-grandmother's piano, actually. And I had learned how to play piano on that piano from the time I was 2 years old. And I was really attached to this piano, but I couldn't bring it with me to Richmond because we weren't going to have any place for it at the time when we landed. And I wasn't really playing piano anyway because of a variety of reasons, but I couldn't let it go. And Kathy's like, look, it represents something to you. And I said, yeah, it's like, that piano was my best friend in junior high, right? And so she's like, okay, well, just breathe all that energy back in. Breathe it all back in. And just take that energy back in with you so that it can become just a piano again. And I did this process over several days because it had years and years and years of memories. And it was a very big item that I had, you know, physically put energy into because of the playing. And so it took me several days to take all the energy back, but take it back I did. And at the end, I was perfectly happy to let it go. Okay. So when you're considering letting go of things, if they're tough for you to let go, breathe the energy back in, do that. And you'll find that it's much easier to let them go. Now, you know, if something is irreplaceable or, you know, something like that, then maybe you hold on to it. It's not a big deal. But if it holds a definition for you of a self that you no longer want to be, I would highly recommend letting it go, because the things that we are tied to hold us in place, much like the roles and the relationships that we are tied to hold us in place. And so if you are looking to uplevel your identity, which is a big part of spiritual growth work, then doing this process is super helpful. Okay. So I will leave you with that, and I will talk to you next time.
This has been Spiritsherpa Minis, a production of Kelly Sparta Enterprises. Copyright 2021, all rights reserved.
Are you waking up to the spiritual world and realizing that you have no idea what you're doing, but you feel like you kind of probably should, especially since you seem to be seeing things and feeling things and having things see you that maybe aren't so great, and that you might want to actually control your experience of that? Well, I have great news for you, because our Welcome to the Woo program does just that for you. It teaches you how to hold your energy field, manage your energy field, clear your energy field, protect your energy field, and learn how to protect your space. And you learn how to do basic divination and talk to your guides so that you feel like you actually have a clue and have a way to talk to the guides that will help you to figure everything else out. And it teaches you how to make sure that you feel mentally, emotionally, and energetically safe. That means that we also deal with things like fear and anxiety and worry and dread and self-doubt and inner and outer judgments. And we help you build a foundation of self-support and courage. All of these things together create a solid sense of safety in your own life. They will reduce your stress levels in half, guaranteed. So visit the website at kellysparta.com and find out more about the Welcome to the Woo program. Your future awaits.